Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A counseling ban goes to the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there was a case that we recently appealed within 59 minutes, frankly, of the judge's ruling, because it didn't take much time to not only read this opinion, but to make a very quick decision that this had to be appealed. This is a case, Matt, involving one of these counseling bans that say you cannot, as a counselor, provide and as a client receive any counsel involving unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or gender identity or confusion if you want to change. Now, if you want to affirm it, that's different. You can go one way, but you can't go the other way. The counselor can only provide one viewpoint, and the client can only receive one viewpoint, even though that is historically the client's right to seek a counselor of his or her own choice. So a district judge down in South Florida, Judge Robin Rosenberg, issued a ruling, amazingly, denying our request for a preliminary injunction. In this order, the judge says that she is declining to announce a standard of review for this case. She says, based upon the Wolfschlager case, which is a court of appeals decision, by the way, that governs her case, her area, her court. She says the ordinances likely affect protected speech and are therefore subject to a higher level of review than rational basis review. She also goes on to say the ordinances also seem to regulate on the basis of their content, which would compel strict scrutiny under Reed, a United States Supreme Court case.
Does that make sense?
She says, I'm not going to decide which level of review, although the Court of Appeals that governs me says it's protected speech. The Supreme Court that governs the whole country, including me, the judge, it would be content-based, subject to a high level of scrutiny. But you know what? I'm going to punt, and I'm going to deny your request.
She made the argument for why she should have granted the injunction, and then promptly does the exact opposite. It's the most bizarre thing. The cognitive dissonance is making my head hurt.
Like she's trying so hard to avoid this counseling ban that she has to make up things.
It's incredible. And, you know, in addition to these two cases she mentions, there's another big case out there, and it happens to be a United States Supreme Court case, and it came down in June of 2018, and it's in the Crisis Pregnancy Center cases, and we represent three of the clients there that we won in California now following the Supreme Court's decision. In that case, last June, 2018,
NIFLA, right?
NIFLA. Yeah. The state of California said, well, we can force crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion, even though they're crisis pregnancy centers, because they're professionals. They're engaging in professional speech, and therefore professional speech does not have the same level of protection as non-professional speech.
And that was their justification?
That's their justification. And so the Supreme Court, citing the original two cases involving Change Counsel, our cases, Pickup out of California, King out of New Jersey, which created that unconstitutional lower protection category, cited them by name. These are Change Counsel cases. Cited them by name and said, we don't agree with them, and reverses them. If you go look them up on Westlaw, which is a computer database for attorneys, that database will say those two cases have been overruled by the Supreme Court. So it's the Supreme Court making an announcement on these kind of cases that didn't agree with the wrong decisions below upholding those decisions. And yet here this judge says, I'm just not going to decide what level of review to give it, even though everything that controls me says I should. And that's why it only took us 59 minutes between the time the decision was issued and the time that we read it and we filed the appeal with the Court of Appeals. So
unbelievable.
It's just a matter of time before we get one of these cases back to the U.S. Supreme Court and at which time it's going to be addressed head on, and it's not going to be part of another case like the NIFLA case where they were specifically mentioned, and we know which way the Supreme Court is going. And this was with Kennedy, of all people.
Uh-huh.
This was with Kennedy on the bench. Kennedy agreed with that.
And he angered a lot of leftists over that.
He did.
On his way out, yeah.
But, you know, in this particular case, it's so important we continue to fight because this is helping to save the lives of children that are desperately trying to deal with these unwanted same-sex attractions. This is not torturing them. This is not forcing them. But it's helping them deal with these unwanted attractions.
Yeah, so
and,
get
to the root cause
exactly.
of those attractions, which, yeah, oftentimes is sexual abuse. We know statistically.
Right, and you need help, so you go to a counselor to help guide you through the situation.
Yeah, you get, say, a young boy that comes in, tells mom and dad, I'm having these confused feelings. I feel that I am a girl inhabiting a boy's body, and I want to start becoming, I have these feelings, but I don't like them. And then the parents seek out a counselor. And the counselors, if anybody understands what happens in a counseling room, they don't come down with a hammer on the young boy and start lecturing him that you need to do this and that, and I'm going to force you through this door even though you don't want to. They sit down, and what do? They talk. They don't put electrodes to your head. They don't shock you. They don't put you on a bed and start stretching. They don't torture you. They just sit there and talk. And they start talking about, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about your life. What is it that is happening? How is it you're feeling? Goes through different kinds of things. Starts to peel away the layers of the onion.
Right.
That's what happens in counseling. Then the boy may open up, and in fact may not have even opened up to the parents at the time, may have just gone through depression. And maybe that depression is caused by a lot of different ways. The counselor just helps them navigate through those stressors in their life. Under this law, when that boy says, I don't want to be a girl, but I have these feelings that I am a girl, can you help me out? Desperately seeking help. Under this law, the counselor cannot help that boy reach his objective. The counselor instead needs to tell the boy under these laws, I know you don't like it. I know you don't want to feel like a girl, but it's just you.
But you're quote, transgender.
You're transgender.
Right, but
that's the way and by the way, I've got some other things. You might want to start taking hormones. You could go through surgery. And we know from research that most young boys and girls that have what's gender confusion, gender dysphoria is what it's been renamed, they naturally grow out of it.
Right.
It was gender, the APA called it gender identity disorder. It's gender confusion. It is a disorder, and it is a mental disorder. It's not a scientific biological reality. It is a delusion.
But the government has no business invading the counseling room in this situation.
Yeah, when you get in that room with a counselor and you shut that door, you shut the door to the government as well.
Right. That's private.
It's just you and that counselor. It's a private scenario, and that's why we provide doctor-patient, counselor-client privileges. That person can't go out there and broadcast what you just told that counselor or doctor to the world.
And these young kids, that they share with their counselors and they get to the root cause of what might have been the catalyst for this gender confusion or these unwanted attractions, they talk with the counselor about things they may not otherwise feel comfortable talking to their parents or other family members or friends about.
Right, and like you said earlier, get to the root of the problem. What is causing these attractions? What
we
are causing these?
We have clients that we've represented, parents and with their children, and these boys or girls have different kinds of unwanted attractions or feelings. And they have been on the verge of suicide, self-harm. And they've gone to counselors that provided them life-saving treatment. And they've been able to overcome those feelings, that inferiority, that depression, whatever it is that has been plaguing them. And now the government comes in, and in this case it's in South Florida, Palm Beach County, and the city of Boca Raton. And they say, no, I'm sorry, blanket law, you can't provide that help. The client can't receive that help. It's off limits. You have to, in fact, force them down a road, which, by the way, is itself a violation of ethical rules, because counselors are kind of like a GPS. You plug in your destination, they try to help you get there. They don't fake it and get you to another place where you're not wanting to go. Please pray for this case. It's up on appeal now. We also have many other cases like this, because life and death, families and futures literally are hanging in the balance. For more information about this and other areas where you can get involved and pray for the ministry, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.